Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh my goodness, man. I should have watched this video over the weekend. I had a tipster on Friday, and you guys know me on Fridays. It's like, man, once the show's over at 10 a.m. and once the great Dan Bongino takes over the airwaves, it's like, all right, my brain is shutting off for a little while. I need a little rest and refit and try to enjoy a weekend, because the weekends are very short, aren't they, Caden, when you got to get up at 0:30. It's like, my goodness, it's already Monday morning. Here we go. And I kind of get started on Sunday nights anyway. I try to have a policy of, okay, once the sun goes down on Sunday, then I'll get a couple of things on the website, do a little bit of show prep, so I'm ready to rock and roll on Monday morning at 0:30. By the way, speaking of Dan Bongino, oh man, you know we're going to talk about that. I'm very interested to hear how many of you are like at 10 o'clock this morning, 10:06 to be more precise, following the national news update. You're going to be tuning in to see, well, wait, what's going to happen with Dan Bongino now that he's been apparently named by President Donald J. Trump to be the deputy director of the FBI. What does that mean for the show lineup? You've probably heard as much as I have, but we'll talk about that here this morning. I think now KXTL Butte, I think you got Clay and Buck, don't you? Let me look at the KXTL lineup here one more time. I know I glanced at it here recently. Anyway, I'll get to that here in a second. But man, the holy cow audio that I should have watched and listened to and recorded earlier in the weekend, had a tipster in Helena say, oh my goodness, you got to go watch this legislative speech, testimony, commentary, whatever the heck you want to call it, by Representative John Fitzpatrick out of Anaconda, Montana. You know, and what's fascinating to me is this dealt with arts funding. Hey, it's just fascinating to me that, like, why do so many of these outfits get so much of our money? And then why is it just on autopilot? It's just like, is how many times over the years is it just like, okay, yep, all these people want money. Okay, yep, all these people get money. I mean, it's just crazy. Now, obviously, there's some organizations that yeah, this is a good use of funds, et cetera. But anyway, so there was this whole big deal. So apparently the Arts Council, boy, I'll tell you what, they're probably going to be in line for a major shakeup after this big dust-up at the legislature. So the Arts Council here in Montana told all these organizations, we're talking about museums, we're talking about theaters, we're talking about dance troupes, all these people that are dancing around with your cash. And the Arts Council said, hey, you know what? You guys, hey, don't worry about it. You don't need to show up at the legislature. You don't need to testify. You're all going to get your money no matter what. You're going to get the people of Montana's money. Don't worry about it. This is on autopilot. You're entitled to other people's money. So a whole bunch of these people didn't show up, didn't even bother to Zoom testify to tell your elected officials why your money should go to their organization. And this Representative John Fitzpatrick absolutely tore in to everybody, the Arts Council, and it's Anaconda versus everybody. Forget Butte versus everybody. This is Anaconda versus everybody.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll continue to see lots of sunshine as we head through our forecast, with a high in the upper 40s. Winds strong at times from the southwest. Tonight, mainly cloudy. Chance of seeing some light rain developing late, a low near 32. Tuesday, cloudy. Chance of seeing some light rain. May see some snow mixed in, high near 47. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
Securing America.
The Pentagon is in a period of significant transition following Friday's firing of Joint Chiefs Chairman General C.Q. Brown, as well as Navy Chief of Operations Admiral Lisa Franchetti and Air Force Vice Chief General James Slife. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth defended the moves while appearing on Fox News Sunday.
The president deserves to pick his key national security and military advisory team.
Hegseth adding this assessment of the now former chairman.
He's an honorable man, not the right man for the moment.
Rhode Island Democratic Senator Jack Reed pushed back on the firings on ABC's This Week Sunday.
Apparently what Trump and Hegseth are trying to do is to politicize the Department of Defense.
The senator adding,
we're looking at a very dangerous undermining of the values of our military.
Hegseth, though, says only one value matters.
We're going to focus on warfighting and lethality.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
To my Democrat colleagues in this chamber, I hope you'll listen to the will of the people, which is to leave the crazy behind and put America first. Wow, that was just part of Senator Tim Sheehy's speech back in Helena to the Montana legislature with the Democrats sitting right there in the room. The whole speech was incredible. Check out this headline, MontanaTalks.com. Powerful speeches by the Montana Codel at the Capitol in Helena.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Representative John Fitzpatrick out of Anaconda, Republican out of Anaconda, by the way. Who would have thought you'd see the day when Republicans were getting elected out of Anaconda? But anyway, let's see. Looking at the KXTL lineup here, Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, so most of the stations that we're on right now, KPRK, KMMS, KBUL, Billings, Livingston, Bozeman, right after we wrap up Montana Talks, you've got Dan Bongino, who does a great job. And then in Butte on KXTL, each station can have a different lineup. They've got Clay and Buck that come on after Montana Talks, which is pretty cool as well. So I know everybody's going to be wondering, hey, what? Man, this is just absolutely incredible news for our country that Dan Bongino has been selected to serve as deputy director of the FBI. What does that mean for your morning show lineup? I'm sure as soon as we've got information to share with you, they will share that with us. We will share that with you as your respective stations. I think Westwood One, if I'm not mistaken, is who feeds out the Bongino show. But yeah, let me get to one of your reactions already. Jay in Billings sent us a message on the Montana Talks app earlier this morning. Cash Patel and Dan Bongino. This FBI ain't about politics anymore. No more conspiracy theories left to wonder about. The FBI is going to clean house, starting with its own. The silk suit bad guys and gals will soon be wearing handcuffs. That's what Jay in Billings had to say. But yeah, here you go. Let's go, Dan Bongino, from the Trump War Room, sharing this post by President Donald J. Trump via Truth Social over the weekend. Let's see, looks like this was last night. Yeah, last night, about 7:10 p.m. our time. President Trump saying this: great news for law enforcement and American justice. Dan Bongino, a man of incredible love and passion for our country, has just been named the next deputy director of the FBI. By the man who would be the best ever director, Cash Patel. Dan has a master's degree in psychology from the City University of New York, an MBA from Penn State. He was a member of the New York Police Department, New York's finest, President Trump emphasized there. A highly respected special agent with the United States Secret Service, and is now one of the most successful podcasters in the country, something he is willing and prepared to give up in order to serve. Working with our great United States Attorney General Pam Bondi and Director Patel, fairness, justice, law, and order will be brought back to America and quickly. Congratulations, Dan. So that is the Truth Social post from President Trump that, of course, immediately sent shockwaves all across the country. You know, it twofold, right? You know, in one major way, it's like, wow, this is huge for our country to get an American warrior for justice like Dan Bongino in there. It's what our country absolutely needs. And then the second part of that is, oh, man, everybody's like thinking, oh, man, Dan Bongino's so great on the airwaves. What does it mean for his show? So I guess we'll find out, if not later this morning, in the days ahead. So, but I know there had been speculation for some time. I know over the Christmas holiday break, there were a lot of people that there was rumors that Bongino was going to be tapped to head up the Secret Service. And then, of course, that didn't happen. Instead, the head of President Trump's a protective detail was named the head. And so anyway, but yeah, here we go. Going to be interesting to see. What I think is very interesting, the one line that stood out to me that resonated with me here was this one. Let's see. Talking about how he's just one of the most successful podcasters, not just podcasters, but broadcasters, I would add, as well, in the country. Because like this show, for example, like, we're on the radio 4 hours a day, but in reality, like all 4 hours of the show also goes on a podcast form. Or they don't, technically our company's like, it's not a podcast, it's on-demand audio. Ah, okay, whatever. People get on a podcast. Okay. Yeah, so anyway, but it's not a podcast, it's on-demand audio. Okay, well, whatever. He's one of the most successful on-demanders in the country. But this was the line. Something he is willing and prepared to give up in order to serve. That's very telling. Now, Dan Bongino, this is just my speculation here. Dan Bongino has been willing and able to give things up to serve his country before. New York Police Department, Secret Service. I've got, you know, friends who've served in the Secret Service, and they were like, man, it's like you're gone from your family all the time. It's like, holy cow. Traveling all the time, right? And so he's always been able and willing to give things up in order to serve his country. But here's the deal. I think for people like Dan Bongino and so many others right now, why would you have gone to Washington at any other time? Why would you go back to Washington at any other time? Whether it's there's people that run for Congress, people that are being asked to serve in this administration, that agency, this agency, whatever. And I think that right now is fundamentally different. Because before it was like, okay, same old, same old. You got to put up with the same establishment Republican nonsense on Capitol Hill. And you go back there, and now what do? What actually gets done? But we saw in President Trump's first term, he got a lot done. Even with all of the chips that were stacked up against him, look at how much Donald J. Trump got done in his first term. But look at this. Look at now. Look at everything Donald Trump is doing right now, coming back with a force, coming back with a fury. So why would somebody like Dan Bongino give up a nationally, you know, potentially give up a nationally syndicated radio show and his hugely successful digital presence and podcast? Because with Donald J. Trump in this administration and this Republican Congress right now, you've got a chance to actually get some transformative work done for this country. You've got a chance to save America, which is what Trump is doing already.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
There's an old Monty Python's comedy skit with an Imperial movie producer who summarily fires any one of his sycophant employees who comes up with an idea he doesn't like. The humor is watching them fly off the handle with inane ideas to try to curry favor. That image comes to mind as we watch the seismic shifts in federal policies of late, once requiring, now banning, hiring and spending policies that promote various social priorities. There are serious changes with many ramifications, not to mention being a theatrical spectacle of firing, stoppages, and reviews. It's clearly captured our attention and provoked cheers and jeers from advocates on all sides. But a clear casualty has been the predictability of government policy that plays an important role in many business decisions. Setting the ground rules for working with government, however onerous and complex, is something that thousands of organizations have adapted to. Spinning on a dime to tear them up will be expensive, and the prospect of it happening again in 4 years is daunting. I'm Patrick Barkey.
By the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. A scary moment on the House floor recently. Democratic Connecticut Representative John Larson froze up and abruptly ceased speaking when talking about Doge and Elon Musk. He halted and slurred several words before leaving the floor. Larson's office initially blamed the freeze on an adverse reaction to a new medication. But later, Larson saw the congressional attending physician. Doctors diagnosed Larson with a complex partial seizure. The Connecticut Democrat had a heart valve replacement years ago because of a condition he was born with, and that can later cause symptoms, which is what he experienced recently. In a statement, Larson said, quote, "Sometimes people with this condition can later develop symptoms, such as the momentary change in speech or movement, and that was apparent. A complex partial seizure is described as a type of epilepsy in adults, effects that causes a change in consciousness and often lasts between 30 seconds and a few minutes. Physicians prescribed Larson a medication that the congressman said, quote, will greatly reduce the chance of this happening again. After missing 2 days of votes, Larson returned to his regular schedule. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
All right, good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nemitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, February is American Heart Month, and yes, cattle producers and even dietitians like Montana State University dietetic intern Lauren Black agree that lean beef can be part of a heart-healthy diet.
We know that cardiovascular disease is a huge issue, and there's a lot of research about how do we prevent those that condition from developing. And we know that diet and exercise plays a huge role in that. And so following a healthy eating pattern is really important. Getting active is really important. And beef plays a big role in that. It's a great high-quality source of protein. It has a lot of micronutrients. People love it. A big part of following a healthy diet is, do you enjoy the food that you eat?
Now, for consumers wanting to buy lean beef, she says that the meat case is full of options.
There's, I think, 37 cuts of lean beef that you can find in the grocery store. A wide range of prices, of course. So pick the one that fits in your budget. Pick the one that's tasty for you. And if you're looking for those leaner options, you can look for ones that have round or loin in the name. And those are going to be, and ground beef too. There's some lean options there as well.
And she says that it's really important that farmers and ranchers help tell beef's important nutritional story to consumers.
It's really important for farmers and ranchers to kind of step up and tell that story. And as a dietitian, I really want to be a part of that movement of connecting dietitians with farmers and ranchers. Food is more than just nutrition. It's more than just what happens after you eat it. It's also how you relate to it, where it comes from, and how you connect with it.
Now, in addition to a healthy diet, don't forget to stay active and strive for 150 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity per week. And for delicious and nutritious beef recipes, you can always visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com or your state beef council's website. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
March 20th, Barstar Cattle offers 41 polled and horned Hereford bulls and 30 F1 Baldy replacement heifers during their annual sale at the ranch south of Muscle Shell, Montana. Structure, feet functionality, and phenotype are paramount, combined with big profitability indexes. The benefit of hybrid vigor makes more pounds of pay weight and a more fertile, functional cross. Barstar Hereford Bulls, making America's cow herd functional and efficient again. Catalog and videos, along with online bidding through Live Ag for the Barstar Cattle Annual Production Sale, March 20th.
The American Lamb Board wants 2025 to be the best year yet for education. Lamb Checkoff-funded programs include workshops and summits aimed at equipping sheep producers with the necessary tools and resources to profitably grow their operations. This includes 6 targeted grazing workshops on topics like grazing solar farms and sheep grazing contracts in wildfire-prone areas and vineyards. These workshops provide a unique chance to learn about these paid grazing contracts. Learn more at lambboard.com.
Well, the USDA will release approximately $20 million in funding for previously approved contracts that had been frozen by the Trump administration's push to overhaul the federal government. The sum, though, represents a tiny sliver of program funding that the USDA suspended after the White House's broad freeze of federal loans and grants a month ago. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins says the release funds will go to honor contracts that were already made directly with producers. The USDA is releasing $20 million in contracts for the Environmental Quality Incentive Program, the Conservation Stewardship Program, as well as the Agricultural Conservation Easement Program. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
All right, let's go into the phone lines here. I was a little short on time before the last break there, but we got Jim all the way out in Illinois, but I know he goes back and forth between Bozeman and Illinois. Jim, great to hear from you. What do you think of this Dan Bongino news?
But I like you have a trifecta, and I'd like to see you replace Dan on national news on his national program. You know, Illinois may look red on the map, but if you live south of I-80, it's all red. you would play very well here, I think, across the nation. I think having your Montana attitude would be great for the country, but also your military service. If I was the president, I would surely want you on that national, because I think if we're going to rebuild the military, your experience and your love for the military on a national, I think, would really help recruitment.
Man, I'll tell you, you are too kind. I had some friends from the Cigar Lounge were joking about that, too, and I said, yeah, we'll have to go live from the Summit Cigar Lounge. You know, instead of sunny South Florida, we'd be at the Summit Cigar Lounge for a live show. But no, I'll tell you what, Illinois, man, you're exactly right. I lived in Illinois for about 4 years when my mom married my stepdad. They met. He'd always come out to Montana hunting every year, and so that's how my mom got to meet him. And so I spent time south of Chicago. And you're right; you get outside of Chicago, and it's all red, farm country, great hunting out there, some incredible rivers and state parks and things like that. But then just Chicago. I mean, it's this bubble of insanity. But I haven't been to Chicago in so long now. The last time I did, actually, was to see my stepdad before he passed away. But so we didn't spend too much time in the city, right? Just grabbed some pizza. I think we went to Geno's East real fast and stopped out down by Lake Michigan and then headed down south. But I'll bet it's just a mess. I'll bet Michigan Avenue is nothing like what Michigan Avenue used to be like, huh?
Well, I got a puppy here. I disagree with you somewhat. We have a great, on Taylor Street, we have a great smoke shop filled with state troopers and Chicago policemen. They would love you to broadcast from there.
Let's do that. Hey, you tell them I want to come. Let's just do a show from there anyway, just for the fun of it. That would be a great,
they would love to hear you. But also our lakefront is still an excellent place. And our Museum of Iron Science and Industry, if you get there, they've redone the U-505 exhibit, which is a fascinating history of World War II, the naval fight. Anybody who comes to Chicago, it's fantastic. If you have anything to do with the Navy, it's wonderful.
They've got some incredible museums. Yeah, my grandpa, actually, on my dad's side, you know, while serving in the Navy World War II time frame, he actually met my grandma. She grew up Polish in the rough streets of Chicago back in the day, and so they met out there, had some cool photographs on the pier. So, yeah, beautiful city. I just hate to see what the Democrats have done to parts of it now. Jim, great to hear from you. Thanks so much for the phone call. You're too kind. Especially thanks to our friend John Jackson, the Joker from X. I feel like we've already got a national show, you know, here on Montana Talks. I'm always amazed, like our buddy Captain Bruce out there in Orlando, Florida. That's right, Jerry, Florida. I'm always amazed, like I will casually drop a reference about Captain Bruce back in Orlando. Although sometimes I think he listens in just to hear how bad the weather is here in Montana, just so he can brag about how good the weather is back in Orlando. So maybe that's why whenever I drop a casual Captain Bruce reference, that's why he's listening in from Orlando's, because he knows, oh man, the weather's really bad in Montana. I'll bet Aaron might say something today, and then I can tell him how great the weather is in Orlando, Florida. Navy captain, we served over in East Africa together. Speaking of Florida, Big Jim there, who just called in from Illinois, you know, he spends a lot of time back and forth here in Montana as well. But he and thanks for your service, Jim, too, by the way. He was talking about these great men and women in law enforcement that like cigar lounges. And he was telling me, and Jim, send me an email or an app message with that cigar joint in Chicago you were telling me about. Because, a couple of my soldiers that I served with in Afghanistan, they were Illinois National Guard guys, and they like cigars as well, of course. Thought the only way you could unwind over in Iraq and Afghanistan and hang out with the boys was enjoy a cigar. But during the COVID shutdowns, so I can talk about it. This isn't sensitive or classified information. Okay, so here I am. I'm serving, you know, as a guardsman and then an Army reservist. And during the COVID-19 shutdowns, you had to fight to go do your normal training, because everybody had an excuse to not go to training. And I'm like, no, I should be going to training. Well, anyway, so I show up. And the lockdowns just kicked in, right? And even in Miami, you know, it was, which was a, you know, liberal-led city at the time, it's starting to change, isn't it? They had some mandates. They had some lockdowns. So, like, you could go out to eat at a restaurant, but it had to be outdoors. So then they would build these tent cities outside the restaurant, and you would eat inside of a tent. Somehow eating inside of a tent was okay, but eating in the actual restaurant was bad. That was part of the COVID insanity that we saw, right? Well, anyway, I'm like, you know, I just land, and before I drive down south, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go see if this cigar lounge is open. And I won't tell you which one on the radio right now, you know, because everything's shut down. So I drive by. It's like, okay, I see the blinds are down, the windows shut, but I can see a little light through the side of the blinds. I'm like, So you know how you do the slow walk up and you slowly open the door, peek in, and then, oh, hey. So I'm thinking, okay, oh, they're probably going to tell me they're closed or whatever. I open up the door. It's popping. The place is packed. You got police officers in uniform. You got canines in there. Everybody's out. It's America, baby. Oh, it was so awesome. It's one of my funniest COVID-19 stories because everybody knew how stupid all those stupid mandates were. Oh, man. It was so great. I got to go enjoy a cigar. I'm glad I stopped. All right, we got phone lines open for you and a lot to talk about after this.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, speaking of Captain Bruce, he must know the weather is still not the best back here in Montana. It feels a lot warmer to us, but it's still nothing like that weather in Orlando, Florida, because apparently he was listening in. I just got a nice text message from Captain Bruce back there in Orlando, Florida. Thanks. Great to hear from you as always. Let's see where we at next here. Oh, yeah. Phone lines are open. 406-294-0970. Speaking of the weather, I don't know about you guys. I've said it before. I would rather have 20 below zero and no wind than 20 above and wind. I didn't even look at what the temperature is today, but I just wore a T-shirt and my Team Trump 2024 vest. Oh, man, it's like 43 degrees in Billings right now. Holy cow. 42 degrees in Bozeman, 41 in Great Falls, 36 in Whitefish. My goodness, look at that. Heat wave again, heat wave. But the winds are coming. National Weather Service office in Billings about an hour or so ago said winds are set to increase over the next few hours. Locations along the western foothills can expect wind gusts in the 50s and 60 miles per hour today, with 30s and 40 mile per hour winds across the lower elevations. Winds are expected to decrease throughout the afternoon. Caden, I got a pro tip for you here. This is one of those days where after the show is over, you get out of the big tower. unless you like swaying with the wind. I'm going to go work from home. Usually I do anyway. It's just sometimes more productive to work from the home office to get all the website stuff done. Let's see, another one. Oh, speaking of the winds, Livingston already had it. Surprise there, right? Livingston had a peak wind gust of 90 miles per hour yesterday morning, which ranks third highest on record, going back to 1973 at the airport. The record is 94 miles per hour in December of 1978. I think I had one other weather update here. Where did I put it? Here we go. Don't worry, it's not just Livingston area, Billings area, down into south central, southeastern Montana. National Weather Service office in Great Falls. Strong winds are expected all over north central Montana today, along with the Madison River Valley. There is the potential for the strong winds to continue into Tuesday over portions of north central Montana as well. What about northeastern Montana? Oh, you know you're not going to miss out on all the fun. Oh, no, Kelly in Glasgow, you're going to get in on the fun as well. Strong winds will be continuing through this afternoon for a portion of northeast Montana. Strong west winds with gusts up to 60 miles per hour are possible with this event. So There you go. There you go. Why is it that if you're driving a convertible or you're driving a boat, that somehow that wind is cool, but when you're not driving a boat or riding in a convertible, the wind is miserable? I don't know. You tell me. Let's go to Tim in Billings on the phone lines. I'll tell you what, if anybody could replace Dan Bongino on the airwaves, it's Tim in Billings. Tim, what's going on?
Not a chance. There's no way. But I love it. QT time is definitely over. One thing I have always admired and respected about Dan Bongino is he was a bureaucratic teacher. He worked within the system until he could no longer abide by that system and work under the things that he disagreed with. And he walked away from a career and a pension, and he tried to run for political office, and kudos to him for putting his money where his mouth is and doing what so many of these bureaucratic creeps won't do. And that's, you know, walk away from that job, that taxpayer job, and go out and do it on your own if you so disagree with the administration and what they're doing. And I can't wait to see what he does. And actually, another thing that I thought was interesting is the ATF falling under Pat Patel as well. I think what's going to happen here is I think Josh Patel is going to say that the ATF mission is redundant to that of the FBI, and there's no sense in having an agency, so let's just dissolve it.
Yeah, I saw that too. Yeah, that the ATF, or BATFE, Bureau of Tobacco, Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, etc., that he was going to be basically in charge of that. And I had some friends in the FBI several years ago who suggested just that. They're like, why do we even have this whole separate outfit known as the ATF? Why couldn't that fall under an existing federal law enforcement agency? So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Now, to play the other side of that coin, though, you know, we've got some good people in the ATF here in Montana, as I've been told, who've been helping out with these raids to detain these illegal aliens here in the state, going after Trinidad Aragua members and others. And even if we don't like the regional, you know, ATF folks or the national, you know, political operatives that Biden put in place, I've heard good things about the ATF folks on the ground here in Montana. And so, you know, they might say, okay, hey, the FBI has been quite the mess. Why would you want us to be a part of that? You know, is it like trading one messy headquarters for another? But I think the confidence that we have now with Cash Patel confirmed as FBI director and somebody like Dan Bongino going, that's a game changer.
Absolutely. I mean, in my opinion, the ATF is not that great because, you know, unless you're the wife of Randy Weaver holding your baby and getting shot in the back, or the dogs on the property, or the dogs at Waco, Texas getting shot, I really don't trust the ATF coming to my house with guns because it seems like they just shoot women and dogs. But they could be absorbed into some other agency. I bet you the Customs and Border Patrol would take a couple of good agents. ICE could probably take a couple of good agents. You know, and then dissolve the rest of the bureaucratic
float. Speaking of Cash Patel, the FBI, Erica Knight shared this via X from the Washington Times. Erica Knight points out, and this is only day one. Day one, the Washington Times reported this. New FBI director Cash Patel has told senior officials that he plans to relocate up to 1,000 employees from Washington to field offices around the country and move an additional 500 to a large bureau facility in Huntsville, Alabama. So that is so important that you take, you know, this self-licking ice cream cone, which is the Washington headquarters, and move it elsewhere around the country. Focus on actual crime instead of sucking up to politicians in Washington, D.C. and trying to, you know, climb your way up the ladder.
Absolutely. It's just like President Trump did with the BLM. Let's move these people into the areas that they're responsible for rather than sitting in the swamp and being, part of the disgusting filth that resides there all year long. Let's go out and put them in the field where they're supposed to be working.
Yeah, that's right. Let's see, there was something else I was going to run by you here while we got you, because, Tim, I know you've been a little busy with your you're with your job, so you haven't been able to call in as much as often, and we understand. That's all right. We won't hold it against you. Man, I'm just looking. What else was in the news here? Oh, yeah, here we go. So did you hear this story out of we're switching tracks here. Did you hear this story out of Yosemite National Park? And the big complaint from the liberal media is that Doge got rid of the one guy who had the key to all the bathrooms in the entire national park. What are they going to do? What are they going to do if tourists lock themselves in the bathroom? And John Jackson shared that on X over the weekend. He says, you know, I've been in and out of national parks my whole life. Not once did I lock myself in a restroom. And why does only one guy hold the key to everything?
Well, I mean, a lot of the outhouses I've used at national parks and state parks is nothing but a slide deadbolt. If you can't figure that out, I'm not sure if you should be participating in any other activities in a national park, because you're probably going to end up being bear food.
Oh, man, yeah. Especially with all the, you know, the predators that the Biden regime launched on this country. Isn't it also just kind of like so ironic? Now you've got these left-wing park employees at Yosemite flying an upside-down American flag. They literally spent the time to climb to the top of this cliff and hang an upside-down American flag. They weren't doing that when Joe Biden was talking about housing illegal aliens on national park land, you know, but my goodness. They're not making their case to the American people as to why they should still be employed by our taxpayer dollars, that's for sure. All right, Tim, great to hear from you. We've got the legislative update from Jeff Lasloffy and the Montana Family Foundation coming up after this. I did snag the audio, you know, at the top of the 6 o'clock hour. If you're wondering, I was talking about how Representative John Fitzpatrick, a Republican out of Anaconda, Montana, just unloaded on the Arts Council here in Montana for wanting millions and millions of dollars for all these different theaters and all these different outfits. But the Arts Council said, you guys don't bother about showing up to testify. You'll just get your money no matter what. No big deal. Fitzpatrick unloaded on him. Wait till you hear the audio.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All executive power granted by people of the several states is vested in the president. The power includes the right to remove executive officials and people deemed unfit to execute his agenda. Now, you know, you're going to hear from the media, oh, so-and-so was a veteran and got fired from USAID. This is not their fault. Just let's be very clear. The president has all of this authority, just like he has the authority under, you know, various constitutional clauses, the supremacy clause for one, to go after illegal immigrants and states that are going to resist and aid and abet lawbreakers and give them legal driver's licenses, like in New York. They're going to be facing lawsuits from Attorney General Pam Bondi.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Donald J. Trump is officially the next president of the United States of America. While millions of Americans are rejoicing in the victory, thousands of others are still concerned about their savings. The unfortunate truth is, we still have $35 trillion in debt. The interest on that debt is now larger than our entire defense budget for the first time in history. Plus, the wars that started under Biden are still raging across the globe. So, what can you do to help protect your savings? Many Americans are already taking action by reaching out to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering a free gold and silver kit to show you how precious metals like gold and silver could help you diversify your savings before it's too late. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to get your copy free of charge. Plus, you could receive up to a 10% match on bonus silver for qualified accounts. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD. That's HannityGold.com. Paid for by Goldco.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll continue to see lots of sunshine as we head through our forecast. There's a high in the upper 40s. Winds strong at times from the southwest. Tonight, mainly cloudy. Chance of seeing some light rain developing late. A low near 32. Tuesday, cloudy. Chance of seeing some light rain. May see some snow mixed in. High near 47. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laszlocki.
When we talk about government, whether it's local, state, or federal, it's important to remember it's kind of creepy. Legislators do best when they come into the process with a core set of biblical and constitutional values. These are the 30,000-foot overarching principles, things like all life is precious from conception until natural death. Private property means just that, private. The borrower is slave to the lender. Free people are not equal, and equal people are not free. And certain rights are unalienable. They are given by God, not government, and government cannot take them away. And finally, the power to tax is the power to destroy. These are just a few examples of the core principles that produce the smallest government and therefore the greatest freedom. Legislators that understand these principles are able to more quickly and more easily decide if a bill is a good bill or a bad bill. Bad bills violate foundational principles, good bills do not. It's almost that simple. Legislators who have the most trouble are those that see each bill as an island unto itself. Rather than running it through a grid of foundational principles, which usually spits out the right answer, they look at each bill as a unique idea and try to decide whether or not it feels good. These legislators spend their entire session and sometimes their entire legislative careers being whipsawed by their emotions. Many times they wind up voting yes or no on a bill based on whether it's affordable or not. And most of the time, they don't even get that right because they're far too willing to raise taxes rather than saying no to irresponsible spending. So, back to the government and the fact that it's creepy. I don't mean creepy in the sense of a scary movie. I mean it's creepy in the sense that it creeps slowly but surely in an ever-expanding way to strip citizens of their rights, their responsibilities, their freedoms, and their money. The military calls it mission creep. I think it goes far beyond the military and applies to all of government. We see examples every day right here in Helena. We have a constitutional right to defend ourselves using a firearm until lawmakers step into the picture. Then you have the right to defend yourself, except when you're within so many feet of a school or on a college campus or in a bank or in a government building. It makes you wonder why we have so many shootings in schools, on college campuses, in banks, and in government buildings like courthouses and post offices. Another principle under assault is the concept of private property. We've had bills to allow government to condemn land for use by private utilities and corner crossing bills to allow sportsmen access to public lands. I agree it's a problem, and I'm a sportsman, but we can figure this out without trashing private property rights. We did it with the stream access laws, and we can do it again. And what about assisted suicide? Sounds reasonable and fair to many people until we look at the Netherlands, where they began with assisted suicide and have now allowed government to creep all the way to involuntary euthanasia. This is what happens when government gets involved and we allow foundational constitutional principles to be violated by baby steps. It's human nature, and it's been the case for as long as government has existed. Our founding fathers understood this, and it's time to remind our legislators and members of Congress as well. When they violate foundational principles, even for seemingly good reasons, freedom is lost and government gets downright creepy. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laszlocki reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.
All right, let's see. Yeah, thanks to Jeff for that great update, as always. We're going to have some legislative updates of our own here. Oh, yeah, in fact, later on in the 8 o'clock hour of the show, Henry Kriegel with Americans for Prosperity joins us for a legislative update. Governor Greg Gianforte on later on in the 9 o'clock hour of the show as well. He just was at the White House with President Trump, and I think he was in the room when President Trump called out that left-wing Looney Tunes governor of Maine. Oh, I'd love to hear what Governor Gianforte thought about that whole back and forth and what else he talked with President Trump about. And just how different things are now under the Trump administration in Montana alone.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
There's an old Monty Python's comedy skit with an Imperial movie producer who summarily fires any one of his sycophant employees who comes up with an idea he doesn't like. The humor is watching them fly off the handle with inane ideas to try to curry favor. That image comes to mind as we watch the seismic shifts in federal policies of late, once requiring, now banning, hiring and spending policies that promote various social priorities. There are serious changes with many ramifications, not to mention being a theatrical spectacle of firing, stoppages, and reviews. It's clear to capture our attention and provoke cheers and jeers from advocates on all sides. But a clear casualty has been the predictability of government policy that plays an important role in many business decisions. Setting the ground rules for working with government, however onerous and complex, is something that thousands of organizations have adapted to. Spinning on a dime to tear them up will be expensive, and the prospect of it happening again in 4 years is daunting. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.